Excuse me.
Who on the team would make the best WWE pro wrestler?
Me.
What would your name be?
Wild Thornberry.
Have you guys heard about this new backup field goal kicker that they hired recently? The new face of the franchise. He's got piercing blue eyes. Looks like Brad Pitt.
That's great. You can't make this stuff up.
Things get weird on the show.
I ain't got this.
And welcome to Rise Up Weekly, presented by Verizon. We are getting you ready for the Atlanta Falcons and the Tennessee Titans preseason game. Kickoff is in just about an hour from now. I'm Rashawn Ali.
And I'm Coy Wire. Have we got a great show for you tonight. I had a chance to play a little charades with the fellas, and while they can play ball, not so much in the charades. We also have John Michaels, the sideline reporter from Falcons Radio Network, joining us to break down tonight's game.
Macy, our Falcons cheerleader, is going to teach Coy and I a little routine. And our fantasy football guru, Robbie Rosenhaus, is here to help us get ready for your fantasy football draft. That's right. But before we do go any further, let's talk about three things you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons this week.
Unfortunately, Sam Baker had his surgery this week. Jake Matthews moves over to the left tackle while Lamar Holmes steps in at right.
And cuts are coming. NFL teams have to be down to 75 players by August the 26th.
And guess what? The nation loves our Atlanta Falcons. HBO Hard Knocks, they're tuning in. The ratings are way up.
That's awesome.
That's our boys. Hey, in tonight's BMW What Drives You interview, rookie linebacker Tyler Starr tells us what makes him a good football player.
Everything you do outside of football is going to correlate to football on the field. So if you're not going to class, you're not doing well in your studies, you're not going to know your playbook, you're going to have a lot of more missed assignments on the field. I was always the first one in the meetings for my position group. You know, on the field, I was always the one communicating. You know, if there was something going on that we didn't know, I knew it because I was in my playbook. I was prepared on the field, and that correlated to making plays on the game day. So, I mean, if you want to be able to, you know, maximize your potential, you got to maximize not only on the field, but off the field.
And that's what coaches want to see, right? What you do in a classroom, you have to be disciplined, responsible, dedicated. Those are the same exact characteristics that coaches want in a football player.
Exactly. It's you can't just go out and expect to just, you know, not give a crap about anything off the field and then just all of a sudden turn it on the field. I mean, I'm sure there's very few people out there that can do that, but that's not that. Even if they are getting by doing that, they're not the best they can be.
We're going to hear a little more from Tyler later in the show, Rashawn, but right now we're going to talk about something we'll speak with John Michaels about later. The special teams really struggled for the Falcons in last week's game.
Yeah, absolutely, and you see a Tyler Starr. This is where a guy like him, a rookie, can kind of find his way on the special teams. Let's talk about refocusing our special teams. What do they need to do to kind of hone in and make up for the mistakes from last week?
Well, you said the right word, focus, and that's what it was. That was a lack of focus in the game. It wasn't a lack of ability. Mm-hmm. If one thing that Keith Armstrong, the special teams coordinator, preaches, it's focus. It's attention to detail. It wasn't inferior ability. It was inferior focus. I think now we're going to see this special teams unit come out on fire because Keith Armstrong, this week in meetings, was at his best. And he's at his best when he's ticked off.
Right.
I'm telling you, these guys are going to be more focused, and they're going to be playing like they're on fire. I pity the Tennessee Titans.
All right. Well, we shall see in just about an hour. And it's never a dull moment when Coy and our good friend Nicky Noto are playing games with the Falcons players. This week, they try to play charades with some of the guys. Check it out.
All right. You ready for this?
Ryan the donkey. Horse. Lasso. Pull him in. Pull in the lasso.
Crying. Depressed.
He has so many emotions.
Depressed. Kid. Depressed. Performer.
Shakespeare.
Texan. Texan and driving. Driving and Texan.
Student desk. But.
Did you just snort?
Things get weird on the show. Wait, what's the?
That's down there. That's a triangle. That's an M. That's a star. Star. Mm-hmm, his first word. And star performer! Whoa! Bam!
Saw this card, man.
I want him to say star performer.
Hold on, the word was cameo, man. So all of them say star performer.
Is that the word you just gave me?
That's the name of the cards.
Yeah, that was Nikki Noto snorting, all right? Yeah. That's my teammate, and I'm proud of her.
That's when you know it's funny.
That's right. I promise, we actually did beat two of the guys, but you're going to have to wait until later in the show to find out who.
Coming up next on Rise Up Weekly, Falcons sideline reporter John Michaels joins us as we take a closer look at what we need to watch for in tonight's game.